This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, open lines. Carson Anderson, 97, won the ticket.
You know, I was thinking about the reason that I didn't hear the Brian Kelly soundbite.
Yeah.
Is because before I left last night to head out to the bartending thing, I got caught up, man.
On television with something? Okay, good.
Caught up again. This is on brand. This happens all the time.
Did you get down a wormhole watching a TV show?
Yeah. Yeah. This was a movie that was on. And, you know, once it started, I'm like, I can't leave just yet. And I was going to leave the house at 8:30.
So right, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Is it a Steven Seagal movie?
It's not.
Okay. Is it something House?
Yes, it is.
The Roadhouse?
Yes.
You watched it again.
Yeah.
You are so predictable.
It's on. It's a thing. When guys see that
you're
movie
right,
on,
you're right. It's like
guys have to watch part
like
of the movie.
Flipping through. Wait, is that Andy Dufresne? There goes my next 2 hours.
Right.
Shawshank. I just can't flip it off Shawshank.
I mean, and now you sit there and you're watching, just reciting lines back and forth the movie. But I mean, it's so bad and so good.
I should probably watch it someday.
What about you, Tinker? Did you say anything?
Is that your number one for each of you?
Polar bear fell on me.
Is that my number one what?
Movie. Like,
we all have a catalog.
Yeah, but the number one where maybe you watch it longer than others, is it Roadhouse for you guys?
Well, it's not for me because I've
definitely
never
not
it.
For Doug. It's not. I don't think it's number one for me, but it's up there. Usual Suspects is probably number one for me. If it's on, I'm going to stop and watch it.
For me, it's Shawshank, which, by the way, is always on.
Which I think may have come out the same year.
Shawshank and Usual Suspects?
Yeah.
Yeah, might be.
Same time frame area. Pulp Fiction's another one.
That's mine. My number one. Because it doesn't, the way it's written and shot, it doesn't matter what part you're in because it's a whole new story. You know, it's
right,
different
it's
chapters, but it's just not in chronological order or whatever.
Not at all.
Yeah, so that's why I can watch it no matter what part it's on. Because I didn't.
Well, there's one other one that might surprise you guys. That I will stop and watch every time. I've talked about it on the air.
Titanic?
No. I only watch one scene in that movie.
Right.
Let me just lean right into it. I'll just lean right into it.
Yeah, you'll lean, all right.
No.
Lean into the wind.
Silverado.
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 Celine Dion did soundtrack for Silverado.
Right? Kevin Costner and Brian Dennehy, is it?
Yep.
I never, you know, the
Jeff
funny thing
Goldblum.
Is, I never saw it. I've never seen Silverado. I know who's in it, but I never saw it.
Silverado's great. Scott Klein, I think.
Scott Glenn?
Glenn, that's it. Scott Glenn. You see, you even know who's in it, and I don't.
I don't even know what movie you guys are talking about.
It's a Western.
Silverado? It's great.
Sounds like a Western.
So that's all I got.
Thought it was a Space Odyssey movie.
2001 A Space Odyssey. What's that about? Monoliths, which they're on the list, right?
They are on the list.
That's my favorite thing that's on the list.
Is
monoliths?
Yeah,
because it's like, why would monolith be on the list? And of course, it was because was it this time last year, roughly?
When was we that had, a year ago?
I feel like it was a year ago. We heard the stories about the monolith
random
that was
monolith.
Showed up in wherever it was, Utah or Vegas or something.
Yeah,
crazy.
California, wasn't it?
Somewhere,
yeah,
somewhere out west.
All right.
Sorry, did we go off on a tangent there? I'm sorry.
I remember this happened once before.
Right.
Michigan and Iowa. So, thoughts on this game? Your first thoughts on this game?
Well, my first thoughts on this game is that it seems very much that Michigan has the advantage in every aspect of this game. I mean, their offense is humming along. They score a ton of points, whether they average 37 points a game. Their defense is outstanding. We give up 17 points a game. Iowa's offense is nothing special. They don't score much. Their defense is good.
Very good.
And yet Iowa hasn't played anybody. Their schedule in the Big Ten was pretty easy. They have two losses. They lost back-to-back games against Purdue and Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
No shame in that. I mean, Purdue's actually turned out to be a pretty good team.
Purdue's pretty
when
good.
You look at it all.
So is Wisconsin.
And Wisconsin as well. Wisconsin, although them losing their last week of the season wasn't not a good look for them. But,
nope.
But neither of those teams are teams that you would think, okay, it's not Ohio State, it's not Michigan, it's not, you know, this year Michigan State, or, you know, they beat Penn State earlier in the year.
Penn State, when Penn State...
It was before Clifford
and
got
they lost,
hurt.
They lost Clifford in that game.
Okay.
And they put in the kid, the quarterback, that really looked in over his head, and he has since been replaced as their backup. But yeah, they were losing kind of badly, I think, when Clifford got hurt. I'm going to have to go back and
they
look.
They ended up winning it 23-20, if I'm not mistaken, was a score of that game. So that's their signature win, is they beat Penn State because they knocked the quarterback out. But that's part of the game. You know, no shame in that. That's what you do. It's like, was it Alabama that beat Texas when Colt McCoy got hurt in the first drive?
Yep.
Hey, it's what happens, part of the game. They beat Iowa State earlier in the season, but Iowa State's okay. It's nothing special. So they don't have a real good signature win, and they lost two games in their own division in the conference. So Iowa, just looking at them on paper, they're nothing that's spectacular. But what you know what you're getting yourself into when you take on an Iowa team is that you know, first and foremost, they're going to be well-coached. Kirk Ferentz just does it year in and year out. He gets the most out of that team. He's one of the best coaches in college football. And he did it again this year. They are sound in every aspect of that team. They're not great offensively, but they're not terrible. They are actually pretty good defensively. Their special teams have been pretty good. I think their net punt is over 40 yards a punt.
Yep.
That's good.
They have the all Big Ten kicker.
22 out of 25 field goals this year.
And the all Big Ten return specialist.
So they've got maybe they have the special teams edge, although Michigan's got pretty good special teams too.
Yep.
It comes down to, in my mind, because I like Michigan's defense a lot. I think it's pretty good. It comes down to, can Iowa slow down Michigan's offense? Is that possible? And it's not like Iowa has a who's who on defense there, but they'll play soundly. And they're not likely to turn the ball over too much. I think they had 15 turnovers this year. It was 7 interceptions and 8 fumbles. But they shouldn't, when you look at it on paper, they shouldn't win this game. Iowa should not. Michigan should win this game. But you wonder, is there any possible factor at all? The Michigan is looking past, and they're already, because they're so wrapped in the glory of beating Ohio State, as they should. But you got to shut it off and focus on, okay, we just knocked off the first part of our list. What we needed to do was beat Ohio State to win the Big Ten East. So we play in this game. Now that we're playing in this game, if we win this, our goal of winning a national championship or competing for a national championship is still there. We got a lot to play for. This is what Jim Harbaugh has to sell them on. And yet, can't help but think that they've got to have a little bit of an emotional, or what's the term, adrenaline dump, if you will, because they just got done beating the rival, and now they're right back in it against a quality team, certainly defensively. Will there be any kind of a letdown offensively for them?
I don't care what anybody says. These are really young kids. These are kids that are more prone to wild emotional swings, more prone to outside influences, even though everybody talks about, you know, I don't hear anything outside. Well, you are on campus, and there are students there, and they do pat you on the back, and you do hear about how great you are. And if you are on any kind of social media, or if you watch television, basically if you're a human, you're going to hear about how great you are. And you're more likely to believe it and put your guard down a little bit. What did they hear all last week? Last week at this time, we were talking about how Michigan could beat Ohio State, and Kang was sitting there reading ticket texts going, this is the stupidest thing you guys have ever talked about. Michigan doesn't have a chance. They heard all that, and it brought out the best in them this time. And now they're being told, people are talking
you're
about
great. The, you yeah, should win, you're you the should playoff. Play, who you want? Be, you want Georgia or Alabama?
Yeah, you're going to play, you know, two trips to Indy, blah, blah, blah. They're kids. They're prone to that. So that's probably, in my estimation, the number one thing that Michigan has to do. And if it hasn't happened already, they're in trouble. That had to happen Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Right. Now, I was in the building talking to players and coaches this week, and the repetitive theme was, well, we're not champions yet. Like, we want to win the Big Ten championship. It's great in words, but what you really don't know is how did that manifest itself and did it out on the practice field and your level of preparation and your film study and all the things when you went all in to beat Ohio State that worked, replicate it the next week.
Yeah, those are two things. And first of all, let me just make this clear. I don't think Michigan's going to look past Iowa. Right. I fully expect Michigan to show up and beat Iowa and probably handily. So that's what I think is going to happen. But we bring up what's the concern. That's number one, is that they don't look past them. The number two thing, which actually may overtake number one, is don't get the flu. The flu has run rampant in Ann Arbor.
Yep.
And it hit Penn State a few weeks ago. It hit Michigan State last week. You hope it doesn't hit Michigan this week or any week.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.